This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm super excited of my next guest. He was on my show beginning of the first week of 2019. We're talking about Orin Resources, Inc. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AUG. They also trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol AUG. And with us today is the chairman of the company, Mr. Ivan Bebek. Ivan, welcome back to the show. Greatly appreciate it for your time.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about a couple of your different projects, Peru, Sombrero. That being said, I've noticed you recently announced your results of the machine learning that you are using at Committee Bay, February 19th. Could this really be the answer to the major hidden discoveries at Committee Bay? And just bring us up to speed of where we're at on that.
Sure. Just to bring you into context and your listeners on Committee Bay. Committee Bay is a 220-mile-long belt with gold, you know, on surface from one end to the other, and a deposit in the middle of the belt that was found prior to us coming there of about 1.3 million ounces of 8 grams per ton. Committee Bay is also next to Amaruq, which is the last mine in the world that was found over 5 million ounces of gold. It's owned by Agnico Eagle. It was found in 2013, and I think a lot of investors may not be aware there's only been one gold mine of significance found pretty much in the last decade, and that's the one next door. So the opportunity at Committee Bay has been huge, and you know, it's really tough to say and believe in because of how big it is. And what we see there is about 20 different targets along this 220-mile long belt that could host gold deposits that could range between 5 to 10 million ounces of size in gold, which is outstanding if you got even 10% of that right. And so we spent about $54 million in the last 4 years exploring this belt, and 95% of the belt is covered. As you pointed out, it's hidden, so you can't really put your rock hammer on the rocks. There's about 5 to 20 meters of dirt on top of the rocks, to be real simple about it. So what we did this year, which is revolutionary for mining, and everyone's trying to look at this, is we brought in an AI platform, artificial intelligence, machine learning. And when you think about a computer helping out with science, you know, and you're thinking about a machine learning platform, it's real simple. The quality of what you input into the computer is going to have a direct effect on what you come out as an output of the programming that you do. Secondly, you know, what engine are we using for processing all these numbers? It's the same one that Google or Netflix is using for a consumer AI platform. So it's not something new in terms of computer technology. It's just we're using geoscientific inputs to try and help us target the gold. And lastly, you know, there is a deposit in the middle of the belt, the 1.3 million ounce of 8 grams per ton. We took the computer program, we created an algorithm that was predicting the gold at that deposit at a 99% accuracy, which is spectacular. And so when we look at where we've worked in the middle of the belt. There's a 30-mile area where we've taken all the data that we've collected over the last 4 years, drilling data, sampling data, you know, all these really neat programs these guys can do, layers of data that they can get to determine where gold might occur. And we put this into the computer and we use the algorithm that's showing us a 99% accuracy in predicting gold. And it gave us 12 major targets. And, you know, a few minutes after that press release went out, we've heard from some of the largest mining companies globally, because in a market where nobody's finding gold, this might very well be the answer to go find these big hidden deposits. And, you know, where it took us in some areas are underneath shallow lakes that have 5 feet of water on top of them. These aren't ones that you couldn't mine around or mine through. These are ones that you're not going to send geologists to go and take samples at five feet deep of water off the bottom to see if gold is there, right? So machine learning, you know, is probably the one major advancement or one of the main ones in the last 50 years of looking for gold deposits. We feel the gentleman we partnered with, Computer Geoscience, the group out of UBC, which is the university in British Columbia, where a lot of the geologists get trained in our business. We feel that these guys have a cutting-edge approach, and our geoscientists, and if you know our story well, they're all formerly global experts from Newmont, or the largest gold company in the world. These gentlemen are the guys who put all the data into the computer, so they are swearing that it's a very good tool, and you know, we're now sitting on the edge of our seats, because if it's right, we probably have the most real estate globally in a geopolitically safe area to have multiple major discoveries along the 220-mile long belt. So a dream scenario for us, and something we're going to lose a lot of sleep on as we look forward to testing it with the drill at some point here in the near future.
Before I go on to my next question, what does that really mean? Break it down to me, simplistic.
So simplistically, to go really, really concise about it, you collect a lot of data and science on looking for gold mines wherever you go. And if you can put that into a computer that can tell you where to go put the drill and find a major gold deposit, then you've got the miracle machine to go find gold deposits, right? And in our case, because the 220 miles is massive, it's one of the biggest belts, like that's huge. And we're talking about, you know, the potential for finding, you know, 20, 30, 50 million ounces of gold if we get it right with this machine. That would be an incredible return for shareholders, you know, something you dream about as an investor. And, you know, when you can't see the rocks, this computer might be the source to finding them anyway. So that's what we're on the edge of. We would go down in history, if we get this right, as the first company to find a world-scale deposit by using the computer intelligence as the tool alongside our geologists, which would be spectacular. And everybody would make a tremendous amount of money.
Now that we have all the data, where do we go from here? What's the next step?
So next step, you know, we're gonna look at one more layer closer at the data. And, you know, I'd say out of 12 different targets that were identified, 6 of them are ready to be drilled. And that's all you can do further is drill them and see if it's there. The other 6, we're going to take a closer look, go walk on top of them and make sure that we put the drill in the best places. But really, there's not much left to be done except for to bring a drill out and get the answer, get the truth machine going.
We've been talking about the Committee Bay project. I want to switch gears and talk about another project that you guys have some interest in, the Peru project, the Sombrero project. Mention it globally. You're starting to get global attention on it from both miners and investors. What kind of news can we expect heading here coming to the drilling system? Maybe the drilling season's already started, but you know, probably March, April, May would be probably a good time.
Yeah, where were this project? We started to explore it about a year and a half ago, and we're actually waiting for drill permits right now that we're going to achieve in likely in July. That's a reasonable time frame to expect drill permits to come in. This project is an analog to one of the largest copper moly projects in the world, worth about $60 billion next door, called Las Bambas. And next door is 200 kilometers away, which a lot of people would say, Ivan, that's not next door, that's quite some distance. Well, the reason why we're so comfortable with the analog next door is because it's the exact same rocks that make up that mine as we are seeing on surface and we're sampling on our project, except for instead of copper and molybdenum, we're seeing copper and gold. Second point there, we just resumed trenching a few weeks ago, and you know, we're in the first 15% of our land position. We're drawing a direct analog to a $60 billion deposit next door. We're hearing from every major mining company and major exploration investor on the copper side, and you can see it in our share price. People are starting to wake up to the opportunity. This will probably be one of the most watched exploration programs over the next 6 to 18 months as we get into drilling it for the first time ever. And our chances are here are quite high because we see tremendous amount of copper and gold on surface. And in copper systems, you know, it's quite obviously understood that they're more homogeneous, meaning you can drill underneath copper on surface and find copper below a lot easier than gold. In a lot of cases, gold can be erratic, but this system has both, and the swing is huge, and it's gotten global attention for sure in a time where there's no major copper mines coming online for the next few years, and copper's prices are expected to go much higher over the next couple of years.
Yeah, let's stay on that. Let's talk about copper just for a second. Right now, it's at very depressed prices right now and really can't make any money. But that being said, maybe you could shed some light on copper over the next 24 months potential as you prepare to drill here at the Sombrero project and your thoughts on that.
Sure. So copper inventories, about 5 years ago, there was about 350 million tons of copper in inventories, and now there's about 150 million tons, which is the lowest copper inventories in the last 5 years. Understanding supply and demand, that's low supply, and so there's ambition that the price would certainly go up. The second point, which I mentioned once before, was there's no major copper mines coming online. in the next couple of years. So there's going to probably be a continued supply-demand issue. Even if the U.S. were to go into a recession, we still think copper would continue on a positive upward, you know, price movement as we've been seeing here in the beginning of the year. I think we started at $2.70 a pound copper. We're now pushing $3 a pound, about $2.96 as I'm talking to you today. So I think, you know, if you think about the use of copper and you think about everything that we're facing as a planet in terms of, you know, electric cars and less of a carbon footprint, you know, if you start to saturate the world, I believe if you put the world within 5% of electric cars being driven in the world, there'd be no more copper left. And so it's a metal that I think will always be needed, no question. It has massive industrial applications, and it will make us live in a cleaner environment and being on the edge of finding a mine when the commodity price is starting to improve in price gives us, you know, serendipitous timing to go find a big copper gold deposit in our case. So tremendous opportunity, not just on us, but in copper stocks in general. I think as investors, you have to recognize the low inventories and the fact that no major mines are coming online soon and no one's been finding major mines globally. And so, and when I say that, it's mines of significance. You touched on profitability and the price of copper. At Sombrero, we have high tension power lines on our actual property and a road right to site, and as well as water in a town nearby. Those factors are generally your most costly parts of building a mine, bringing power to your project. Since we've had this project, the government built these high tension power lines because there's a hydroelectric dam quite a ways away that the power lines come through our property. So we joke about plugging in an extension cord to the power source once we want to build a mine, which is, it's a dream. I mean, you couldn't look for a better scenario to find a very profitable or a very low cost copper producing mine. And being in the neighborhood of some of Peru's largest copper deposits and mines that are in operation, they have been for the last 10 years, you know, it gets the hair on the back of our neck up because of all the evidence we're seeing so far on surface that there could be a substantial copper gold deposit here.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get into the mining business, looking for a correct stock to buy, I think this stock is grossly undervalued. We're talking about Orin Resources. You can find them on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol AUG. You can find it on the TSX up there in Toronto under the ticker symbol AUG. Ivan, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate either to myself or to my listeners?
I just think look forward to a lot of news from Sombrero in the coming months as we're actively taking more samples off surface. A lot of trenching is ongoing. And, you know, we're looking forward to a very exciting year. That's it.
I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. And please give us an update on both of those projects.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.